Right now in the studio, I have James, Michaela, and Jolie, all from Ant Gallery. They released their new song, George, just last week on Sunday. James, Michaela, and Jolie, welcome to the show.
Hello.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks for coming in. So you put this one out last week to go with the launch gig. Has the song been something that has been a staple of the live show for a while, or is it something that you wrote a little bit more recently?
It's been a staple for a long time.
Yeah.
But it's also changed quite a lot over that time.
Mm.
We wrote it. It was the first song that all four members wrote together.
Oh.
And we've played it ever since we wrote it, and I used to hate it as a song for a very long time.
What made you grow with it? Or made it grow with you, sorry, I should say.
Me forcing the rest of the band to change it a lot.
It was, yes.
Quite a lot.
It was like a weird like identity thing with the song, where initially I think James was hearing it as this really like slick, smooth funk song, like almost like Steely Dan vibes. And we were like, look, we're not that level of like instrumentalist. Most of it was to do with the drum.
Mm-hmm.
Like feel that Michaela was playing. Mm-hmm. And once it kind of like we loosened it up a little bit and made it like a little bit more sparse. Mm-hmm. And then after that, it like started to like take shape, and we were all like, oh, now it can breathe and it doesn't have to be so tight.
Yeah.
And then you seem to get on board with it after then, James.
Yeah. It took like a year.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
I grew with it. I saw myself in it, and I hate myself. You know.
You're George.
Yeah, I am. Yeah.
George. Oh, yeah. Well, when you say that it was written by all of you, do you mean that, like, when it was first put to paper, or, like, when you first kind of played it for the first time, you'd all put something into it, or is it that it went through that kind of long editing process?
That's a good question.
Yeah.
It was one that we conceived together, which is kind of rare in terms of the majority of our songs are like someone brings it and then it goes through a massive process of coming together. But this is one of the only ones where it's like three of us sat in a room, conceived of the song in a infant form, and then brought it to the full band, Jack, and then we completely
made it
a thing.
Yes.
What made you want to release this? Like, when you put out your last two singles, did you know that this would be the third one, or is it kind of it kind of just comes and you're just like, oh, one day you're like, oh, I think we should put this one out.
It was like a toss up, because we've tried to be intentional about making sure that in our singles you see the different sides of things that we play.
Yeah.
Because I think we have like the folky element, then some of the more like shoegazy kind of vibe too, and then the last thing is like funk and kind of not so serious. Like it can be like a little bit like daggy 70s Bee Gees vibe sometimes.
Oh,
our show.
Daggy 70s Bee Gees vibes are the best.
It's great, right?
The best.
So we wanted to make sure that like we had something that represented that. So if you heard it, then at least when you came to a show, you wouldn't be surprised with like the kind of daggier element. So it was either a toss up between this one or another one called Hold Your Head. And they both kind of occupy a similar retro kind of space.
Will we be seeing Hold Your Head in the near future, do you think?
Yeah, hopefully by the end of the year. Yeah.
Are you a fan of that one, James?
I am, actually.
Okay, good.
We're planning to release an album at the end of the year.
Oh my goodness.
And so we were like, we had to go, okay, we have these 12 songs, we recorded them, we pick the best like three or four, which was really hard, and we picked obviously our first two, These Hands, There's the Graceland. And then the process of choosing a third one was like hard for me. I don't know about you guys. Like, I wanted it to be another song called Feed at first, a very long time ago. But that occupied too similar of a space to These Hands. And then we chose George because I think the difference between Hold Your Head and George is that George is slightly more catchy in its chorus.
Okay.
Whereas more ideal for Hold a single. Your Head is a better like live song.
You know? Okay.
It feels
nice.
More album, something about it. It's like the vibe gives album, not single. And it just took like a little... I think it also took like having George be almost fully finished in the recording so that you could hear it and go like, yes, this is like there.
Yep.
Also, I think lots of friends were saying that was the one that they wanted next.
Okay.
So then Fade is I wanted Hold Your Head, but then I had too many friends asking for George. So now eventually I was like, okay.
Is that kind of, does that dictate a lot of how you decide which songs to release that people tell you? Or is it all
not
like
usually.
The band kind of puts the brains trust together and works
it out?
Because
I don't think we would have released Dance to Graceland if we'd gone off people's opinions of the song.
Yeah.
Yeah, no.
We would have probably released Earth Song.
Whoa. Okay. There are so many songs that people might not know the names of.
Yeah, that Earth song is my personal favorite.
Okay,
of all of our songs, and it'll be great when it comes out.
It's a big time to be a fan of Ant Gallery, it seems. And I'm gonna hit play on this new track right here. This is called George. It's the new one by Ant Gallery, and you're listening to me talking to Ant Gallery here on Newfangled on 2CR. Once again, as I just said, this is George. To Newfangled here on 2SER. My name is Josh and I'm here in the studio with Ant Gallery, and the song that you just heard was an Ant Gallery song. It's their new one. It's called George, and what a great song it is. I love that little kind of Brazilian funk part at the end. Can you guys, how did that come about in the studio?
That's a really good question. I think I was just like, we should have a Brazilian bit. And then I was
why
like,
the hell not?
Do you know like Brazilian versions of the chords we're playing?
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
The normal chords are just like, no, I don't know what, I can't do it off memory. But then Jack was like, pass the guitar here. And then he did some things. And then we played those Brazilian chords live. And then when we recorded it, we got Jolie and Michaela's dad, Kim, to like take the Brazilian chords to an even more Brazilian bossa nova level.
Yeah. Mm.
Our dad's a massive fan of Brazilian music.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it's very
and
easy.
And so, yeah, and then we added a clave. And
yeah, the percussion was really fun.
What is a clave?
It's like the ding, ding,
they're like
ding,
sticks.
Ding here in the background.
Like, yeah.
It's like a little wooden thing.
Wooden sticks that you like bang together.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Awesome. Well, when you say that you play the song in a, or play the chords in a Brazilian way, does it, are you changing like where you're putting your fingers, or is it more of a rhythmic thing?
It's both, I reckon.
Okay.
It's definitely both. Yeah.
It's all about
we
feeling.
We change the voicings of the chords. I think we added one like passing chord, and then we changed it to a, like, I changed the rhythm of the chords to like dum chick it dum chick dum chick chick dum chip it dum chip thing.
It's like classic bossa nova feel.
Yeah.
And also in the recording we switched to, then we play it on a nylon guitar.
Oh nice.
So electric.
Oh, which is a very Brazilian.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's right.
They love the nylon strings over
there.
Yeah.
I love it too. I've been liking it the older I get.
Yeah.
Well, when you said before you just wanted to add a Brazilian part in it, when you're writing a song, do you kind of consciously think about all the stuff that you like and then want to add it in? Or is it just like a more about feeling?
I think it subconsciously happens.
Mm.
And then afterwards you look back and you realize, oh, I did this because I really love this style of music, or I was listening to this artist and they do that. I don't think it was, depending on the song, but for this one, I don't think it was a very deliberate decision.
It was... I think this one was like one where we had a lot of fun writing it.
Yeah.
And it
yeah.
was kind of like,
just keep the fun
it sounds,
going.
It's kind of sounds like it.
Yeah.
You can kind of tell.
Yeah. We had a lot of fun and we had these ridiculous ideas and we kind of just did them.
Yeah.
And then it came, and then we were like, how do we make this a cohesive song? That was the challenge.
Yeah.
And then we made it a cohesive song. And then to match the kind of craziness of the music, we came up with crazy lyrics, which were kind of absurd.
Yes.
And like,
yeah, that helped a lot.
Fantastical
George
stereo heart dude. And that helped kind of bring it all together as an idea in my mind.
Yeah, nice. Well, you've brought in a few songs that you, if they weren't sonically inspired, if they didn't sonically inspire this song, you just kind of happened to find yourself listening to during the making of the song. And we've got a Brazilian one up first. We've got one called Quarteto MC. It's called, that's the band, I should say. The song is called Talvez. What can you tell us about this one?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
We found this on, actually, there's an awesome music site called Radio with like lots of O's. And it gets up this map of the world. And then you can go to the different places and you can pick a decade.
I feel like I've seen that before.
Yeah. You can pick a decade and you can pick like weird, fast or slow. Those are the categories. And so at uni, I used to spend a lot of lectures hopping about on this like map.
Great way to spend your time.
It was
at uni.
A really good way to spend 40k.
Don't listen. Just find songs when you're bored.
Yeah, but so I found this song through doing that.
Awesome. Well, it's from 1972, so you'd gone way back with your decade filters. I'm gonna hit play on this one. This right here is called Talvez.
Talvez que
beautiful track right there. That is called Talvez. It's by Quarteto MC. That dates back all the way to 1972, and I played that at the request of the great members of Ant Gallery, who I have in the studio right now. That was a Jolie request, mm-hmm. if I'm correct. And Jolie, off mic, we were just talking about the lyrical inspiration behind George. And I actually, you know what? I'm not even going to ask. I feel like you're best suited to kind of talk us through the journey that you go through on this song.
Yeah. So I think that at the time we wrote it, we were listening to, it's a classic, Come On Eileen. And I was saying that I really liked the line of moved a million hearts in mono. I like the idea of like a heart that was all in one.
Mm.
And that if you flip it, then you could have a stereo heart.
Yep.
And that there are all like different kinds of meanings you could read into that. Mm. But that James is just coming back from the bathroom. Come on in, James.
Please join us. So nice of us to have you here.
Hello. Welcome back.
You got a snack too?
Yeah. Hell yeah.
Box of favourites out there. We stole a few, don't worry.
So for this song, we were like, it would be kind of cool if Stereo Heart meant that he was potentially like sleeping around a bit, seeing other people. Like he's a bit of an untrustworthy kind of figure.
Yep.
And you're seeing the relationship on two sides. So the person that he's dating, they're very wrapped up in him. They're like, I'll do kind of anything for you. I'll make your life easier in whatever way.
Yep.
Kind of, you don't have to change. I'll change myself to fit around you.
Mm.
Which I think is like a kind of relatable feeling that unfortunately a lot of like, especially when you're young and dating and new to it for the first time, you can fall into. But George is kind of unfazed by like their partners doing anything. He's just going to keep being himself and doing what he does.
Kind of an icon.
Maybe not. maybe not an icon, but he is like sure in himself, I guess.
Yeah.
He feels a bit like, even if you don't say it so much in the song, there's something about him that feels a bit arrogant or like cocky in some sort of way.
Mm-hmm.
So that was kind of the lyrical idea
of
the song. Mm-hmm.
Well, we were also on the topic before of some of the sonic inspirations behind the song, not just the lyrical inspirations. And James, you brought in this song here called Empty Promises. It's by Luke Temple. What can you tell us about this?
When we started Ant Gallery, I got together with the twins and we were jamming. And I would just listen to a bunch of songs and then bring it to them and be like, I want to write a song like this song. And this was one of them. And the most inspiring thing about this song was the bass line, I think. And I just really liked the rhythm and the tone of the bass, and we tried to write a song like it, but it ended up being, obviously, as this always goes, it ended up being nothing like Empty Promises. But
it ended up sounding like Ant Gallery.
Yeah, yeah. You can still kind of hear the DNA of the bass line of George in Empty Promises in the beginning, like minute or something. But it's a completely different vibe, but it's really good.
Mm.
And
yeah,
it was the song that like inspired the writing of George.
Mm. Hell yeah. Well, you're listening to Newfangled right now. I'm chatting to Ant Gallery, and I've got a song that I'm playing here called Empty Promises. It's by Luke Temple. Yeah, you're listening to OCR.
Thank you.
Empty Promises is the name of that song. It's by Luke Temple, and that was a request from James from Ant Gallery, who I have in the studio right now along with Michaela and Jolie. We're still talking here about sonic inspirations, because part of the reason you come onto the radio is that you can just play all the songs that you love. And I've got a Pulp track right here. Who requested? This was James again.
Well, I didn't request the Empty Promises one technically.
One of group, the other people like,
oh, well,
group
we could
decision.
Do the thing.
Yeah.
It was a group decision.
It was.
Yeah.
Democracy.
Yeah.
Well,
this one,
Pulp do have a new album, I should say. It's called More. First in 23 years, if I recall correctly.
Whoa.
Second of the millennium,
damn.
I guess you could say. But this is one of theirs from, I think it's from 1994. His and Hers is the name of the album. Great, great song, I just have to say, regardless of who selected it. Amazing song. How did this kind of track end up in, like, what sort of inspiration did you draw from this?
Very little.
Just a great song.
just a
good song.
Just a banging song.
Yeah. It's just a good song. Mm. Yeah. Just been on my playlist lately. Mm. And I was like, yeah.
You were saying before when you guys were talking about how you came together as a band, you, James, were saying that you yearn for music. And I guess this is maybe a demonstration of you yearning for music.
Yeah, I guess
playing
so.
This Pulp song.
That was in a context wherein I didn't play much music, and then I yearned for the music I wasn't playing. But I do play a lot of music now.
Yeah.
So.
Do you yearn to play music?
Yearn no longer.
Maybe, actually. Yeah. I want to write a Pulp style song.
Yeah. I think it's like pretty common for us to, like, we bring whatever we're listening into the band and we go, I want to write a song like this.
Yeah.
And then naturally, like, it gets filtered through four people so it doesn't end up sounding the same. But you need sometimes a starting place.
Yeah.
And so that's a really good place to start from. Or like you do like a bird's eye view of the set and you're like, we don't have a song that's like this. Like vibe or like kind of thing.
That fills this function.
Yeah, so it's like functional writing in a way.
Well, that's how you before were, I guess, describing about how the song came about. It, you wrote it, and then James, you maybe weren't a huge fan of it, and so it went through a lot of development and editing.
Yeah. Mm.
Well, I will say, if you didn't yearn for music, or if no one yearned for music, then 2SER wouldn't exist. Radio as a medium wouldn't exist either.
Mm.
It's a good thing to be yearning for music, and that's why I'm about to hit play on this new Pulp track. Ant Gallery, James, Michaela and Jolie, thanks so much for coming in. Do you have any last words that you have to say, other than to obviously listen to your new single, George? Any other final words? It's okay if you don't. It's
check
fine.
Out antgallery.net. That's our website.
Yep.
It's got some cool stuff.
And keep supporting community radio.
Yeah.
And tuning into stuff like this.
Keep going to gigs.
Yeah.
Keep going to gigs.
Support community radio.
Also,
maybe
a little shout out for sydneymusic.net.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Huge.
Yeah.
Huge news that they're back.
They've returned.
Yeah. Just a really great resource. And any little bit, if you can donate, makes a big difference to them and what they do. If you can check them out, that would be awesome. Yeah.
Yeah. If you're short on things to do on any given day of the week, there's a band playing somewhere in Sydney. And if you go to sydneymusic.net,
it'll be there.
Yeah. You can see where that gig is happening, who the bands are, what you can expect, all the other things. So, definitely check out sydneymusic.net. Once again, this right here is Babies. It was a request of Ant Gallery, who I've had in the studio for the last half hour now, it seems, maybe even longer. They have their new single, George, out. It came out last Sunday. Be sure to check it out. This interview will be up on the 2SER website very shortly. And, you can give it a listen if you'd like. This right here is Babies by Pulp.
Outside I heard her All right. Well, that was all right for a while, but soon I wanted more. I wanted to see as well as hear, and so I hid inside her wardrobe, and she came home round four, and she was with some kid called David, and from the garage up the road. I listened outside, I heard her. All right. Oh, I wanna take you home. I wanna give you children. You might be my girlfriend. Yeah, yeah, yeah. When I saw you next day, I really couldn't tell, 'cause you might go and tell your mother. And so you went with me. Oh yeah, me was coming on, and I thought I heard you laughing. When his mom and dad were gone, I listened outside, I heard you. All right. Oh, I wanna take you home. I wanna give you children. You might be my girlfriend. Yeah, 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 yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, well, I guess it couldn't last too long. I came home one day and all the things were gone. Sleep inside, I never heard her come. Oh, I had opened up the wardrobe, and I had to get it on, yeah. Oh, listen, oh, we were on the bed when you came home. I heard you stop outside the door.